Have you ever thought about the connections between building software and building your life? You know what I mean? It might sound kind of strange at first, but
Little bit.
stick with us for a bit.
Yeah.
We are going deep today into an episode from Pasted Text. It's called Quantum Empowerment: The Science Behind Manifesting Your Dreams.
Interesting.
And oh my gosh, it gets so interesting.
Okay.
So this software architect had this major realization
Okay.
that the same principles they used to build, complex software systems
Yeah.
could actually be applied to shaping their own reality,
Interesting.
like their own life.
Yeah.
So we're gonna explore that.
Okay.
We're gonna
Well,
unpack some
yeah.
mind-bending concepts from quantum physics and see
Yeah.
how it all connects back to you as a listener.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's just fascinating
Yeah.
how
Yeah.
this software architect uses their background
Yeah.
to make quantum physics
Understandable.
understandable,
Yeah. Well,
relatable.
exactly. It's not some, far out thing that only physicists can understand.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they start with this idea of superposition. So imagine a computer program
Yeah.
that can be in multiple states at the same time
Yeah.
until a user interacts with it.
Yeah.
Like you're choosing, an option from a menu or something.
Right.
Like clicking a button
Yeah,
makes
totally.
it do something.
Exactly. And that's essentially how it is
Yeah.
with quantum particles.
Wow.
They exist in this state of multiple possibilities, kind
Yeah.
of like that program,
Uh-huh.
until they are observed.
Okay.
That observation is what
Observed.
seems to collapse the wave function and make one possibility become reality.
So instead of like a fixed reality, it's
Yeah.
like we have this field of potential just waiting for us to interact with it.
Like a garden waiting to be planted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a pretty powerful thought.
Yeah, it is.
So how would that apply to like achieving a goal?
Okay, so think of your goal
Yeah.
as one of those possibilities in the quantum field.
Okay.
By focusing your energy,
Yeah.
your intention on that goal, you are essentially observing it,
Okay.
making it more likely to manifest in
Gotcha.
your reality.
Okay, I'm starting to get it.
Yeah.
What about entanglement?
Okay.
So the software architect uses this analogy of like systems
Yeah.
being interconnected in software. Can
Right.
you explain that a little bit more?
Absolutely. So in software,
Yeah.
different parts of a program are connected.
Yeah.
They can influence each other.
Right.
Similarly, in quantum physics, everything in the universe is fundamentally linked,
Wow.
even across vast distances.
So like a giant web.
It's like a giant web
Yeah.
of interconnectedness.
So our actions,
Yes.
our choices have ripple effects
Yes.
far beyond what we can even imagine.
Absolutely.
Whoa, that's a big responsibility.
It is a big responsibility.
Yeah.
It really highlights the importance of mindfulness. If we understand that we're all connected,
Yeah.
we might make different choices, knowing they impact
Yeah.
not just us,
Right.
but the whole system.
The whole system. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so this next concept,
Okay.
the observer effect,
Yeah.
this is the one that really blew my mind.
Right.
The software architect explains it
Yeah.
by saying when a user inputs information, it changes the program's outcome.
Right.
So they apply that to our thoughts,
Yeah.
suggesting that like our focus is like inputting information into the program
Yeah.
of our lives.
Exactly. It
Wow.
implies that our thoughts, our beliefs,
Yeah.
our very perceptions are actively shaping our reality.
So we're not just like passive
We
observers.
are not passive. We're like active
We
creators.
are active creators.
Oh,
Yeah.
so instead of feeling like things just happen to us, we can actually take control
Yeah.
and influence the direction of our life.
Absolutely. And the software architect
Yeah.
takes it even a step further.
Okay.
They start applying these principles to their own life.
Okay, so like how?
So they talk about setting intentions with the same clarity and focus that they would use
Yeah.
when designing a software program.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Like being really specific with
Exactly.
what you want.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and they even talk about debugging their mindset,
Mugging their mindset. What does that even mean?
eliminating limiting beliefs as if they were errors in code.
So, like those negative thoughts
Yeah,
that
exactly.
we all have,
Yes.
that's such a brilliant way
It is.
to think about personal growth.
Yeah.
Like you're literally debugging
Yeah.
your
Your
thoughts.
thoughts, yeah.
I love that. And finally, they emphasize taking inspired action.
Okay.
Because even the most brilliant program needs to be executed.
They have to run.
It has to run.
Yeah. Okay. So to recap.
Yes.
We have these three key takeaways.
Okay.
Your thoughts are code, meaning like what you focus on matters.
Yes.
Debug your mindset.
Right.
Eliminate those negative thought patterns.
Yes.
And finally, the universe is the ultimate system.
Yeah.
It's like responding to our thoughts.
Yes.
Our emotions.
Our actions.
Our actions.
Yeah.
Everything.
It's all connected.
It is all connected.
So it all boils down to like recognizing our own power.
Exactly.
As creators.
Yeah.
If we can design and build these complex software systems,
right.
we can certainly apply those same principles to shape our own reality.
Absolutely.
It's pretty amazing.
It is.
What kind of reality are you choosing to create?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
What code will you write today?
What code will you write today?
Think about that as we wrap up our deep dive.
Absolutely.
Remember, even if you're not a software architect,
right?
You have the power.
You do.
To shape your reality.
You have the power.
Using these principles.
Absolutely.
We'll see you next time.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.